You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini, educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm Podcast. Today on the show, I've got Andy McFarlane. Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
Doing very good. So Andy and I are actually in a mastermind together. I think we met, about a year ago probably?
Yeah, I think it was a year ago.
About a year ago. And Andy is somebody who I've actually learned a lot from. He is crushing it in the Utah market. But Andy, I'll let you tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Awesome. First of all, I'm going to plug Ken. I did meet Ken about a year ago. And of all the people in the mastermind, he is, I love them all, but Ken is just such a sincere guy. He is one of my favorite guys in the mastermind. So there it is. There's a plug for you, Ken.
I'll send you a few dollars when we're done. I appreciate it.
All right. A little bit about me. I've been in real estate for about 12 years now. And I started because I didn't understand anything about real estate. Nobody in my world was doing real estate, but I like to read. So I was playing basketball at a church gym one night. And the guy said, "Do you like to read?" I said, "Yeah." And he handed me he said, "You got to read a book named Rich Dad Poor Dad." It was the weirdest sounding title I'd ever heard in my life. But for reading that book, it changed my paradigm, right? It shifted me to the world of making money, because I never knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. I was always interested in money though. And that book gave me the idea of like, hey, you don't have to be anything. You can just make money. So it totally shifted my mindset. It turned me into real estate. It turned me onto real estate. So from there, I just kind of grew. And right now I currently do a lot of wholesale deals in real estate. I have a fix and flip company. I've got rental properties. I do a little bit of lending. And I've also I've got a video blog that I do all this stuff. So it's kind of, that was the beginning of everything, really, about 12 years ago, reading that book. So
12 years ago. And what market are you in again?
So I'm in the Utah market, but I also expanded into New Mexico, and I do some of Southern California as well.
My goodness. Yeah. So you started off, are you doing fix and flips when you very first got into the business?
You know, that's a good, my first deal, in fact, my first deal is probably my best deal ever, actually. It was a property, everybody's got to start somewhere, right? My brother happened to be a real estate agent, and he worked for an REO agent. And the guy, I think they might have boxed the other investors out, but they had something. They gave me a little bit of pre-knowledge that was coming on, and I didn't know what I didn't know. But my brother represented me, and this was illegal, bank-owned triplex. Basically, it was a mess. I mean, it was a horrible mess. And I was like, that's it. I'm going to do it. I went in there with just bold determination. My parents said, "You're nuts." They thought I was crazy. But I ended up being able to purchase that property, which was a story in and of itself. But I bought that property. I didn't really have any money, so I spent a lot of time fixing it up myself with other people's help. Bought it, fixed it, dealt with all the city zoning stuff, rented it out because it was a triplex, and then I ended up selling it on owner financing. So that deal, I say it was my best deal ever because I learned so much. I think in this business, a lot of people get analysis paralysis. They're out there learning, reading the next book or on the next internet forum or the next podcast. But the action is where you really where the learning really hits the road, right? Yep. So from that deal, I learned how to do some repairs, drywall, painting, all things like that. And I learned that I wasn't good at that, one. Two, I learned how to be a landlord, right? Because I had to find tenants. I had to put tenants in there because it's a triplex. The value was driven by having rents. So I had to manage those tenants. And then selling the triplex, I found I was going to get more money. I was going to maximize by selling it with some form of owner financing. So I learned about that. So it took me from the beginning to the end about a year and a half to actually get my paycheck. But at the end of that, I had a ton of knowledge from having taken action in all of those different categories in real estate investing. And more so than that, I mean, well, that was the most important thing, but I also got $40,000. So this is a kid that's 22, 23 years old. I'd never sniffed $10,000, and have $40,000 and all that education. I mean, that just kickstarted me. That was my best deal ever.
Unbelievable. So your best deal after all these years, it's funny because I just talked to Matt Terrio, same thing. He said his best deal ever was the very first deal he did, same sort of reasons, because it's such an education. You learn so much. But for you, you're a 22-year-old kid dealing with zoning issues. It's multifamily. Yeah. You're doing the repairs yourself. And then to top it off, you end up doing an owner finance in the end.
Owner finance in the end. And yeah, I mean, I learned about, even before purchasing that property, I got an owner-occupant single-family home loan against that, right? I mean, that right there was a lesson. I mean, in lending, why wouldn't they do this? Why wouldn't they do that? All about appraisals and things. So that property too, I mean, as investors, we tend to name our properties. So that property, I named it the Treehouse. I named it the Treehouse because I was like a little kid building his first treehouse because I had no clue. I had no construction background, no real estate background. So that was my first treehouse, if you will. And right now, my main wholesaling company is called Treehouse Investments. And it's because it stems from my first property, which is my treehouse, which is my start.
That is an awesome story. Now, do you still own the treehouse?
You know, I don't. I sold that and they cashed me out about a year and a half after I sold it on an all-inclusive trust deed or wraparound mortgage. Okay. They cashed me out. I got my 40 grand and away I went.
Oh my gosh. So again, just to dissect this deal, we were just talking about this in the last podcast. You sort of had the inside track to acquire this thing.
Yeah, kind of.
A friend that sort of worked at a brokerage. Was it your brother?
Yeah, so my brother was a real estate agent. He was a new real estate agent. So he was working underneath the more experienced agent. And that experienced agent happened to be an REO or a bank-owned agent. Yep. So, of course, that experienced agent, you know, he's got this listing. And he ended up getting more money on the listing because he kicked it to the guy on his team, my brother, who then said, hey, you want to buy this thing? And again, I was just green enough that I had no clue that how much work that thing was dripping with. I was just like, yes, I want a property. Looks like a deal. It needs work. I'm sure all the other investors in town were looking at this thing going, are you kidding me? Like, they knew how much work it was, but I didn't, you know, I wasn't afraid of work. And frankly, I didn't even know how much work it was until I dove into it and it was too late to turn back, you know?
Sure. Well, in hindsight, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of work, but man, the amount of education you got from putting that work into the house, I mean, invaluable.
I wouldn't say for anything.
I can't stress enough how important it is to have those types of relationships, because so many deals come from having an inside track or knowing somebody who knows somebody. I know we used to get a lot of deals from REO agents that kicked them to us before they went out, or like the second they put them on the MLS, they called us and said, hey, Ken, guess what? We're putting this deal on the market. You want to take a look? Those types of relationships, man, will sometimes find you the best deals.
That absolutely happens. And people got to remember that REO agents and all these connected guys, like, they're still people. And if you go and like go ask them how you can help them, or if you drop into their office and drop them off lunch or whatever, I mean, you don't want to be annoying, but if you can get in there so they know who you are, because everyone's calling them saying, hey, kick me the next deal, kick me the next deal. But if you go and give them some service, make some personal touch to it, they'll remember you. And all it takes is performing once or twice, and all of a sudden, you're the top of their list.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. You do one or two deals with them, they see that you close on time, there's no hassles, then absolutely they're going to want to kick it to you again.
Yep. It's a relationship business. It's real estate. Everything is, but especially in real estate.
So the other thing you learned with this house is that you don't want to be the contractor, it sounds like.
Man, I didn't know at the time. So when you're younger, 22, 23, you don't really know your unique skill set. You don't really know what it is you're good at. But I didn't recognize at the time that my unique skill set was, from the DISC test, I'm a high I. So I'm a high energy guy. I like the interpersonal stuff. I'm suited for sales, but I was not. I mean, I was out there trying to do drywall and paint, and it was the worst. I mean, if you could go back there now, it's the worst drywall job you've ever seen in your life. I couldn't afford to have anybody else do it, so I had to do it. You know, I learned how to put windows in, learned how to do some rough framing stuff. I mean, again, I recognized from that deal that I was no good with my hands. I just wasn't good with it.
But that's part of the education, you know, and you learn quickly that, you know, your highest and best use of your time probably isn't out there swinging a hammer. It's probably out there finding more deals. But being a 22-year-old kid, it's probably a good thing that you did it, because you learned that about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you learn one way or another. And I learned what I wasn't good at, too.
So that was your first deal. That gave you all sorts of confidence that, hey, I can do this. You know, real estate investing works. You know, I'm going to do it differently. Where did you go from there? What was the impetus to get to where you are today with the large wholesaling business that you've got?
And I've always just been into real estate ever since that first deal. And it took a year and a half for me to get my paycheck for my first deal. But in between that year and a half, I still did another deal. I mean, I bought a rental property on owner financing. I negotiated a 0% interest deal on that, which was really cool. I did a little wholesale deal before I even knew it was called wholesaling. I had a property tied up under contract, and I was planning on buying it, fixing it to sell it. And the real estate agent who I had it tied up with came to me and said, hey, there's somebody that wants to pay you some money to not buy the property, essentially. And I'm like, I have no clue how that works. He said, look, I'll walk you through it. Are you willing to walk away for $4,000? And I was like, absolutely, I'll walk away for $4,000. So that was, you know, that's called wholesaling, right? I had no clue what that was. But from then it was just deal after deal. I built it one at a time, doing everything in my business. And then it's grown organically to where now I flip, I wholesale over 100 properties a year in 3 different states. But it started with me wearing every hat. And then I slowly removed myself one step at a time. Those things that I didn't like, that I wasn't as good at, I stepped away and had somebody help me. take phone calls, do mailers, analyze deals, and eventually to go see the sellers that I was seeing. And so until I kind of removed myself, and now I'm the visionary. I'm kind of the CEO visionary over the whole company that does wholesales. So
that's, I mean, congrats, because there's so few people that know how to make that leap from kind of being the do it all by yourself kind of guy, you know, out of the back of his pickup truck, doing a couple deals a year, to hiring the right people and growing it to where you can do over 100 a year. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can attest to this, and I know your team's really good too, Ken. I mean, like, it's all about the team and the people. My people are like, they do it better than I do, and I've empowered them, and I like help and I lead them, but they are, the people are the business. Like, they're so good. So absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't do it without my people.
So that actually is a good segue into what you're doing now, because now you've got your business dialed into the point where you've got most of your folks running it on autopilot. You're not necessarily involved in the nitty gritty day to day stuff, but you're doing some of the stuff that you enjoy doing, the teaching and the coaching and the videos. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. First thing I want to say is nature abhors a vacuum. If everybody's heard that before. So we do these things as business owners to, you know, we've got to fill our 40, 50, 60 hours a week with stuff. And then when you step away and systemize it, you've got all this extra time. Well, that's that vacuum, right? So what I love to do, I'm high I, very interpersonal. So I like to teach and like engage with people. So my brother a year ago, he likes to do documentary video stuff. So I actually started a video blog called iloverealestatestories.com, where I basically show the life of a real estate entrepreneur, deals that I'm doing, flips, wholesale deals, rental properties, things like that. So I have that. And I also do a little bit of educating, houseflippingformula.com. We've got 12-week intensive course with weekly coaching calls, just really cool stuff based on people taking action too. Because me and my partner in there are both have active businesses flipping over 100 properties a year. And this, like you said, Ken, that's the love that we have. That's our outlet, right? Like, it's not so much that we get the money from that, although it is a business. It's more so that we can share our passion, which is real estate has changed our lives so much. I want to share that with people and show that although it's a lot of work, you can do it too. People can do it too, right? So this is all about iloverealestatestories.com and also houseflippingformula.com. It's all about empowering and showing other people how they can do what we did, because we're not special, right? I mean, Kent, you're special, but you know, it's just, we're normal human beings that have just done these things, and we're trying to pay it forward and share other people what they can do too.
Sure. Well, and for those folks listening, I can't tell you, I can't put enough emphasis on the fact that Andy knows what he's doing. He's put together a stellar business, and his website, houseflippingformula.com, would be an unbelievable way to learn his program, his systems, and get some one-on-one coaching with Andy. I can't overemphasize the fact that Andy really knows what he's doing. Andy, I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks for sharing your best deal ever with us. And I will see you actually in a couple of weeks at our mastermind.
You will see me in Tampa in a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to that, Ken.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care. Hey, Deal Farm Podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm Podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do 5 simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number 1, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number 2, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number 3, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number 4, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number 5, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes, so some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all five of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.